This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said Friday the original epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, Wuhan, China, reports no new cases in the last 24 hours, the first time since its first reported case in December. The outbreak has gone on to infect more than 250,000 people across the globe and kill more than 11,000. Here's AP's Sagar Magani with more on the dramatic numbers.
The World Health Organization says the virus continues spreading quickly across the globe, saying it took about 3 months to hit 100,000 confirmed cases and only 12 days to reach the next 100,000. The Senate today will start negotiating a massive economic relief package likely to top $1 trillion as the nation heads toward a potential recession. California is ordering all 40 million of its residents to stay home as other states warn of looming critical medical supply shortages. The Pentagon says more than 4,000 National Guard reservists have deployed in 31 states to help fight the virus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain is asking 65,000 retired nurses and doctors to return to work to help fight the coronavirus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The government is sending letters to thousands of former nurses and retired doctors on the recall. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he hopes many, many thousands will respond to the appeal. Volunteers will be given training over the next few weeks before being allocated to various hospitals. As well, final year nursing and medical students could also be drafted to bolster healthcare staff. Britain's coronavirus outbreak is not expected to peak for several weeks. Already, some hospitals have complained about overworked staff and shortages of ventilators and protective equipment, such as face masks. Charles de Ledesma, London.
From Washington, this is VOA News.